Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If the Holy Ghost is manifesting Himself, it's not going to be all this confusion and arguing and fussing and debating. That's the enemy. That's every evil work. It's evil. And their people, bless their hearts, they're deceived, but they push stuff. They'll just push it and push it and push it until a wedge is driven between friends and family. And the enemy knows that a house divided will fall. That's what he's out to do. And it's sad that so many millions are foolish enough to let him do it. They'll just cooperate and just get so huffy and bent out of shape and separate from each other and not even talk to each other for years. So ignorant. So ignorant, and sometimes wake up at the end of their life and realize what a fool they've been. And what they did and what they forfeited and gave up, and for what? To say I was right about this doctrinal point. Ignorant. These are people who don't know God very well. Because if you know Him, you know He's love. And He loves His family. He loves all His family. No matter how wrong you are about what you think, He loves you. You're His child. And if you love God, you love the family too. You love His children too, don't you? He said, verse 17, but the wisdom that's from above. Let me say it like this. The revelation that's from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Thank you, Master. Did you hear this word? Peace. 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 Now, this was my point for this evening. And you see it in Genesis. In fact, turn there if you've still got your place there. Genesis 49. God's good. Isn't He? Is debate and strife good? Is confusion good? People getting separated and arguing and fighting and being out of shape and hurt feelings. And is any of that good? None of that's good. Well, then it's not God. If it's not God, why would we do it? What are we supposed to be standing for? What are we taking such a stance about? To cause and perpetuate these things if it's not good and it's not God. Genesis 49. Genesis. So I said, well, Brother Keith is trying to talk about such and such. No, I'm talking about just exactly what I want to. Not trying to. There's no coded message here. There's no. Tell you the truth, I don't know half of what I'm talking about. And have lived long enough and gone long enough. Don't want to know. Don't. So don't tell me. Don't want to know. It actually is to my benefit many times that I can look at people and go, I don't know. Hadn't heard about it. Sometimes they look at me shocked, like, I'm sure you have. No. Nope. Had opportunity to, but I chose not to. Amen. And then just stay happier that way. Huh? Well, you're not up. You're not up on the latest. Thank God. And I'm happy too. Genesis 49. 15, I want you to notice this first phrase here. And he what? He saw what? That rest was good. What's good? God is good. And I have found a strong connection in the word to good and rest. Good and rest. Said out loud, rest,
rest
is good.
Good.
Well, then it must be of God. Because God is good.
Yes.
And so rest is good.
Yes.
Rest is the will of God. What if you're in turmoil? What if you're in distress? We live in a chronically fatigued generation. We live in a society where half the phraseology and the greetings are about how tired people are and how busy they are and how worn out they are and how all they got all this stuff going and they just hadn't got time to rest, hadn't got time to rest. And you can see it, man, they look tired. People just look tired because they are tired. And it's not good. It's not good. People say, well, the time is short and we have to work for the Lord. Yeah. But that doesn't mean you have to be tired for the Lord.
Amen.
Working for the Lord and being tired for the Lord are not the same thing. Go to Matthew 11, but on your way there, stop by Jeremiah 6. Jeremiah 6, Matthew 11. Can you take a little more this evening? Just listen and believe. Don't try to figure everything out. Just listen and believe. What do you believe, Brother Keith? I'm telling you. Love God. Love everybody and be happy. Have we got to straighten people's doctrine out? No. No. What if they're wrong? There's a lot of wrong around. A lot of people are wrong about a lot of things, including you. Do we really think we're going to straighten everybody out? We'd have to know ourselves before we could straighten anybody out. I've had people look at me and you can see it aggravated them because they wanted to fuss. And they said, well, I don't believe in that speaking in tongues. I said, well, I do. Well, I don't believe it. I said, okay, you won't be bothered with it. Well, I don't believe it, and I want to prove to you. And I said, no, I don't want you to prove to me, and I won't try to prove to you.
Right.
I'll just talk in tongues, and you won't. But I don't believe it's for everybody. Well, obvious. But we don't have to fight about it, do we? People want to fight. There are people who like to fight. They want to fight. I've had people wait on me after the service at my car. And I thought they were going to try to hit me. I've had people so mad, just spitting, fighting mad. This one guy was mad because I kept using the word rich. Rich. That it was God's will for you to be rich. Man, he was so mad. He could spit. He said, that ain't right. That ain't the Bible. That's covetousness. I said, which verse ain't the Bible? Which verse are you talking about? I quoted several that had the word rich in it. Which one of them you don't like? Oh, he was mad. He didn't even hear it. It just, I said, look, brother, I'm not trying to make you believe anything. Go on your way. Believe what you want to. You believe it's God's will for you to be poor? I said, okay. I don't believe that.
Amen.
You want to try to make me believe what you believe? You'll be poor. I'll be rich. I'll be happy being rich, and I hope you could be happy being poor. But see, people don't want that. They don't want that. They want to fight.
Yeah.
They want to be mean. They want to be ugly. They want you to get embroiled with them. Try to prove to them. Try to convince me. Phyllis used to work for a particular company that dealt with insurance companies. And part of her job was to get on the phone with adjusters and talk about things. She was doing this with this guy one time, and he starts telling her, correct me if I leave some of this out or get it wrong, that he is dating this girl that was crazy. They had to just, they're on hold on the phone waiting on something, and he don't know her. He's never seen her. And he just starts telling her about this girl he's dating. It's crazy. She went to this church, and they speak in some kind of strange language. Weird. Crazy. Asked her, had she ever heard about that? She said, yeah, she was one. Well, then he gets all spiritual on her. And he wants to, you know, tell her that he's had all these people try to lead him to the Lord, and he ain't having any of it. And all these people prayed for him, and he guessed now she wants to pray for him. And she said, no. No. He said, huh? She said, no, if you want to go to hell, I guess you'll go. Well, see, that ain't what he wants. He wants you to argue with him and beg him to get saved. And so he goes into this big tirade about, he thinks he might even be the Antichrist. Well, what good would it do to pray for the Antichrist? You know? So eventually she says, you know, she didn't. You know, fishing requires different approaches. The fish has got to want the bait. You don't just slap the bait on the fish and go, bite it. No, there needs to be something that draws the fish. The fish got to want it. And so he said, so you going to pray for me now? And she said, no, I ain't praying for you. I got too much else to pray about. He said, you already made up your mind. I guess you'll go to hell. But see, that ain't what people want. They want you to argue and fight. And before it was over with, he's asking her, would you pray for me? No, come on. I need prayer. Don't give people what they expect. This, you know, they come on in strife and confusion, and you get embroiled in the strife and confusion. Want to argue, they get upset, you get upset. That's being carnal, just as carnal and ungodly as them. Don't do that. Be above it. Walk in love. Walk in grace. I don't care if they're fighting, spitting mad. You just smile and go, well, that's one person's opinion. That's what you believe. Okay. I don't believe that, but hey, I love you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me